This is the sound of people gathering in Prince Rupert's Ocean Center Mall on Sunday. More than a dozen people are about to hit the streets to investigate living conditions in this city. It's part of what City Council calls its GO survey. The CBC's George Baker was at the initial meeting, and he's live in the Prince Rupert studio this morning. Hey, George.
Hello, Carolina.
What is the GO survey?
Well, in the Northwest, there is a downward pressure on affordable housing. We've been talking about this for months, for a couple of years now. The Rio Tinto Modernization Plan and the Northwest Transmission Line Construction Project, both in the Terrace and Kitimat area, put pressure on affordable housing in the region. Now, Prince Rupert kind of escaped that during those project constructions, but it's already feeling a pinch of its own in affordability, especially for those who literally own nothing. This survey is attempting to bring this shadow population, this group of people, into focus. What is the need? Who are these people? What are they paying right now? And they really want to know how many people actually live in Prince Rupert.
Okay, so we have this idea of people going door to door, but why not just get these numbers from Statistics Canada or BC Stats?
Well, city officials say they distrust the information from these two sources. With Stats Can, the 2011 census isn't exactly rock solid since it wasn't compulsory. Most Canadians didn't take the actual census.
Mm-hmm.
And with BC Stats, city planner Zeno Krekic says it's reporting a decline in the city's population, about 3%. But Krekic is adamant that anecdotal evidence argues against that and makes that statistic inaccurate.
So how will they set out to find the truth here?
Well, a small battalion of Rupert locals will head out to nearly 1,300 randomly selected houses. They are being paid for their work, about $2 per household. And these people can come from all walks of life, a mixture of elderly, middle-aged, and young, First Nation, and Caucasian. Each survey will have with them a package that includes maps with homes they are supposed to investigate. And these homes will be identified by little red dots on the map. They will ask a set of 9 questions, including whether or not they want to rent, how much the whole household earns, and how many adults sleep there.
You're listening to Daybreak here in Prince Rupert at 8:60 a.m. I'm in conversation with George Baker about the GO survey, aiming to learn more about affordable housing in the region. George, you met with some of the individuals that are going to go door to door, these surveyors. What do they have to say about why they're heading out?
Well, it's about money for most of them. There's Alvin Grandison, a Niska man raised in Port Edward, but only recently returned to the area to take care of his ailing mother. Alvin is unemployed, and the $2 per household helps. But he says he has other motivations as well.
I got a couple of family members that are homeless, and I figured I'd see what I could do to help them out. I'm not too sure where they stay, but I see them on the streets, and I know them, and they're having a hard time.
And then later I meet retired pensioner Lori Davies. Lori is interested in learning about the housing situation here, and that's half of it. The other half is she is concerned about the future here.
Well, Port Ed and here, it's going to go through the roof and not be very affordable by the sounds of it.
And how might that impact you?
I wouldn't want to be doing it. I'm a retired person and I've got a fixed income, obviously, and I'm not keen on huge rentals.
Okay, so some different motivations to do this GO survey, but obviously both of them are speaking to the fact that there is a lot we don't know about affordability in this house, so in this city. So, George, how quickly are these people getting to work?
Well, they're going to actually have to be very quick. They have until the 18th of this month to get this work done. That includes fact-checking the surveyors to make sure that they didn't just go to Tim Hortons and scribble out the answers themselves, because these surveys are in of itself supposed to be represented as confidential. So they can perhaps get away with that, but fact-checking will hopefully eliminate that.
And you mentioned the date. They only have until the 18th of this month. It's already the 9th, so not too much time left. Why this sense of urgency?
City planner Zeno Krekic lays it out like this.
Well, we keep hearing about FIDs, and we keep hearing about plans, and we are continuously trying to stay ahead of that population curve that's going to come inside here. We still are, and if something happens, let's say, in your words, tomorrow, we are going to be readier than without this information, and still, you know, we are wondering, what does it take to be ready, George? I think that's the question we're trying to really tease out in this thing. What does it take to be ready for such a huge influx of what we are referring to as shadow population.
That is Prince Rupert City Planner Zeno Krekic. And Carolina, just a couple of clarifications there. FID, he means final investment decision for an LNG project,
okay,
as we've heard for months now. And they're trying to get a real good sense within the next few months also about other demographic statistics. Who makes up this city? And where is the city going? Where is potential growth, potential for housing developments in Prince Rupert? But again, this baseline statistic, that needs to be taken care of first. That's what they're doing. They're finding out who and how much are paying to live in the city of Prince Rupert.
Well, we'll look forward to more on that, what is found in the survey and how they plan to address some of those findings. George Baker, thanks for the introduction.
You're welcome.
That is our associate producer, George Baker. You can let us know your thoughts on this. Would this have worked in your community, or should your community consider doing a survey like this to find out the numbers of people who are renting or perhaps without a home? You can email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.